I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Hezbollah Deputy Leader Naim Qassem said Tuesday the group supports efforts towards a ceasefire in the spiraling conflict along the Lebanon-Israeli border. In televised remarks, Qassem cited attempts by Parliament Speaker Nabeh Berri to secure a halt in fighting, which included Israel announcing new ground operations Tuesday in southwestern Lebanon and continued airstrikes in and about the capital, Beirut. Israel's new ground effort marked an expansion of its incursion into Lebanon that Israeli officials have said is aimed at pushing Hezbollah militants back from the border. Speaking to reporters Tuesday, Israeli government spokesman David Mentzer said Israel has no territorial aims in Lebanon. It just wants to secure its border and stop Hezbollah attacks on northern Israel, which have continued for most of the past year.
Israel is on high alert and will be very clear with you that we will exact a heavy price for any aggression against this country from whichever arena. The IDF is operating against the Iranian terror targets in our region, adjacent to our border, in order to eliminate the threat which they pose to our towns in the north.
UN Human Rights Commissioner Volker Turk reported Tuesday that July was the deadliest month for civilians in Ukraine in 2 years. During a meeting of the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva, Turk presented reports that showed Russia increased its strikes against Ukraine's civilian infrastructure during the summer months.
Between June and August, my office verified 45% more civilian casualties than in the previous three-month period. This increase is due to the 8 July large-scale coordinated attack by the Russian Federation against targets across Ukraine.
Turk's report also highlighted regular instances of ill treatment and torture of Ukrainian prisoners of war by Russian captors. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden announced Tuesday he's postponing a planned trip to Germany and Africa to remain at the White House to monitor Hurricane Milton, which is bearing down on Florida's Gulf Coast. Though it weakened slightly Tuesday to a Category 4 hurricane, Milton remains a ferocious storm that could land a once-in-a-century direct hit on the populous Tampa Bay region, with towering storm surges of more than 4.5 meters. Speaking to reporters, Biden said his focus is on helping states and communities prepare for Milton and continue recovering from the previous hurricane. Kane Helene.
I directed this team to do everything it can to save lives and our communities, help our community before, during, and after these extreme weather events. And that's being done. I've spoken to all the political leaders in the region, some of them more than once, and I've told them anything they ask for they can get.
It was not clear when the president's overseas trip might be rescheduled. Biden had promised to go to Africa during his term in office, which ends in January. Most of Florida's west coast is under a hurricane or tropical storm warning, and as the storm and its 230-kilometer-per-hour winds spin across the Gulf of Mexico toward the state. U.S. intelligence officials said Tuesday the nation's adversaries are likely preparing to hit U.S. voters with a deluge of influence operations to impact how they vote and how they perceive the legitimacy of the November 2024 elections. And officials are bracing for Russia, Iran, China, as well as others, to use misinformation about impacts of hurricanes Helene and Milton to further sow discord and division among the U.S. electorate. In the upper Midwestern U.S. state of Michigan, considered a key battleground state in this year's election, Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson told reporters her office is taking steps to combat election misinformation from sources both foreign and domestic.
We have been doing so much more than ever before to help stay ahead of the misinformation and confirm people's knowledge of them. But it has been surprising to see, even in cases that get dismissed, how the seeds that are planted in their allegations really take hold in the mind of citizens.
Construction began Monday on a suspended walkway over Rome's iconic Trevi Fountain. VOA's Richard Green explains.
Rome City Council says the walkway will allow for a major extraordinary maintenance intervention on the 18th century fountain. The work should be completed by the end of the year. Limited groups of visitors will be allowed to cross the fountain on the raised walkway during the maintenance. The Trevi has been featured in several movies, including the classic 1960 film La Dolce Vita, when actress Anita Ekberg waded in the fountain in one of the most iconic scenes in cinema history. The fountain's fame draws large crowds so deep that it is hard for visitors to get a proper look. Richard Green, VOA News.
That wraps up this update, but the world and the news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.